I know that you and your brothers used to dig all the graves at the Bighorn Cemetery.
We dug them by hand. That was the way you did it, and until the advent of backhoes came out. And when we bought our first backhoe for the construction business, we started digging the graves with a machine. And you know, we had done it by hand for so long, we had a somewhat of a hard time convincing the local people that that was okay to dig a grave with a backhoe. And
when your brother Chip was killed in the mining accident in 1991, and your cousin Paul was at that time digging the graves with a backhoe in the cemetery, having taken over from you. And I went with you and your brother Tom and your cousin Paul so that you could dig your brother's grave. And I was so impressed by the way in which that grieving process started right then. And you talked about Chip, you laughed, you all cried. It was just such a natural event to be out there doing that.
So we dug lots of graves, and it seemed like every grave we dug, we knew the people very, very well. And Elaine likes to go through the cemetery with me, and we walk by these graves, and I've got a story about most of them. It's really memory lane when you go to the cemetery.
Your grandmother Garber had some vision for that cemetery in Bighorn.
She always said, never change this cemetery. You know, she loved the sagebrush and the wildflowers. It had sweet pea and lupin and all the local flowers in it. And being a botanist, that's just the way she wanted it to stay. She didn't want it irrigated. She didn't want it anything any different than it was just in its native prairie state. And mm-hmm. That didn't last all that long. Now it's mowed.